This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Caleb Little is joining us. He is the administrator of the Kansas Soybean Commission and the CEO of the Kansas Soybean Association. And Caleb, the fiscal year 2022 was just completed on June 30th. But one of the things we want to talk about for the soybean producers out there is discussing funding and some of the successes that you saw from projects in FY22.
There's always a lot going on over at the Kansas soybean offices, and the Soy Checkoff provides a huge value back to farmers, and we're really focused on leveraging those checkoff funds into investments and programs that help build a preference for U.S. soy around the world, and this year was no exception.
What were some of the successes that you did see from this year?
We are always doing things in production research, things at K-State like root disease, early soybean planting seasons, pest and weed management, obviously, as well as utilization, so domestic demand building, work in biodiesel, pet foods, aquaculture, traditional livestock demand, obviously, which is a huge driver and a huge user of soybean meal, up to the international markets and education and outreach. So talking to key audiences about the importance of agriculture, like teachers and students, FACTS programs, dietitians, food bloggers, college students, and even just general consumers.
But a lot of this really shows, Caleb, the work that is done with the checkoff dollars on behalf of all the soybean producers out there. It's never easy to get that funding going, but you can tell that the checkoff dollars and the funding that they're used for are put to good use.
And when you think about it, the growth of soybean production in the state can really be reflected into those farmers investing their dollars back in their industry. This past year, the checkoff was collected on 204 million bushels. So that's the fifth most all time in Kansas, down a little bit from our high last year, 245 million bushels. But, if you look at the data, it clearly shows that those investments are paying off and the growth we've seen. For example, we hit 200 million bushels in Kansas as a state for the first time in 2017. We've stayed above that every year since. And even just as recently as 2004, the state only produced 66 million bushels of soybeans. So, there's a lot of contributing factors, obviously, but producing four times the bushels in less than two decades is a pretty impressive feat.
That is Caleb Little, who serves as administrator of the Kansas Soybean Commission and CEO of the Kansas Soybean Association, as he joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.com. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.